In Pesach and Kufchav, they can clear matzah to Karban Pesach. Just like the halacha is by Karban Pesach, you can't eat it till nighttime. And then there's a machlokes to chatzos or avos ha-shachar. So too the mitzvah of matzah. In fact, Rashi says even a bigger chiddush. Rashi writes, not only do we compare Karban Pesach to the achilas matzah, but even the afiyas matzah. That's the sheet that Rashi brought down in the Shulchan Aruch about trying to get matzahs which are baked erev Pesach after chatzos, if you can afford them, that is. That, you know, I guess which one costs more money? Matzahs baked after chatzos or oat bread matzahs? Because oat matzahs also like three times the price.
Yeah.
And what is it a pound these days? It's like $20 a pound, $25 a pound.
Oh, more.
More. That's what it's been. Yeah, I haven't bought since the hotel. I haven't really been buying.
My spelt's like 30.
I don't buy matzah.
Oh, spelt? You mean that's also gluten? They have spelt.
We buy spelt. Like not 30 bucks
as opposed to oat. No, but I'm saying yeah, but they don't. So oh, they have spelt also in the country. Is spelt the same as oat then?
No, spelt's different.
I know, but it's. But if you have celiac, I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, it's supposed to be.
As long as it's non-wheat,
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah.
No, so I'm saying, why would anyone, why do you use like.
I use spelt because it's lighter.
Right, I guess because spelt, everyone agrees it's one of the five grains?
Yeah.
Right, oats is a shayla.
Wheat, barley, spelt,
well, oats is a shayla, whether it's chametz or not.
But the shayla yeah. Oats
they
have
today.
So
yeah.
Yeah, what?
It's a shayla, whether oats is chametz.
Yeah,
or it's
a no, right, the shayla
in general, the shayla that we have today is
no, right, because the issue is because it's, you know, one of the shul shal, so Rashi, you know, most, so they write, that's oat, so that's what I'm sort of Shakta likes quoting from this professor, Felix, someone, I forget his name, you know, who has a whole thing on science and Torah, and basically shows how oats really isn't one of the five grains anymore,
right,
based on. Doesn't look like it. He has a whole bunch of scientific rayas. But you know, but that Rav Shlomo Zalman and others say we go with the Mesorah, that we say it's oats and it's oats, you know, and it's oats. But that's one issue is whether oats is one. Obviously, if it's not one of the five grains, you can't use it. The other issue with using oats, or this would apply, that applies to oats, but this would apply to spelt also, is the Rama brings down the minig of using wheat matzah.
Yeah.
So, but why? So the Mishnah Berurah writes because that's what it's people better. Prefer. Yeah, okay, so if that's the case, then
that's why we spelt.
It's spelt. However, I think the Shulchan Aruch Harav, others write that no, the issue is because we don't really have a Mesorah on the Chimuch. Like, we know how the Chimuch process works on wheat, but it could be. You know, thicker, thin, so that's a concern for chametz. So therefore, that's why. If that's the case, then oats or spelt would be an issue if we don't have a mesorah on that. And the third issue
could be faster.
The faster, slower. You know how it rises. And then the third issue is because I think in London they have a bakery that they make oat matzahs. They've been doing I think for 20 years or something. So what they do there is, the way it's set up, I don't know, pre-bake it, they do something to it where it doesn't have the ability to become chametz. Like they, whatever, yeah. So the effort of the shayla, so the question is that kosher matzah, because it's the famous machlokes rishonim, Rambam, the Baal HaMor. So we have a klal, in order for it to be matzah you could use for the Leil Pesach, for the Seder, it has to be Baal HaHachmad, it has to be able to become chametz. If it can't become chametz, so by definition, it's a no-go. Matzah and chametz, you know. So therefore, the way it's made is it can't become chametz. So it's a machlokes rishonim, what's pshat in the Gemara. Is it this specific dough I'm making right now has to become chametz? If it is, then you have a problem. The other Rishonim say, no, it's the min. The fact that I'm doing it this way, that's not, you know, let's say maybe with the eggmad, the fact that I'm doing something, that's what they discuss it also. So I think in Lakewood, because of that, they started their own oat matzah, and they do it in a way where it can be balut, it can come with the chima. So, yeah. So therefore, I guess. So by oath, you have the additional factor of maybe not being defied minim. Spelt's better in that sense, but the other issues are, you know, I guess in terms of, I don't know, spell could be bala. I don't know how it works with the spell in terms of that, but it could be the way it's made, you know. So the bottom one, if a person's a celiac, so therefore you have no choice, you know, the person has to eat it, then eat it. There are other people who aren't really celiac, they just feel better. So then, you know, so then it depends how much, you know, how sick you're going to get. That's the Gemara, that they had headaches for like a month after, you know, once, I think from Pesach to Shavuot. So the question is how sick you have to get. So then some say maybe better to use a kezayis mesumsum, like use the meyikar, you know, so that depends. So either way, so Rashi says, the baking has to be done Erev Pesach after Chatzos, because it's patterned after the Karban Pesach. So if you can get those matzahs, if you can afford those matzahs, get them. If not, this issue is also, you have to be careful with bitul then, because there's no bitul after Achok, as we've shown him, whether it's batul b'shishim still, you know, after Chatzos or not, because that's part of the reason we make it early is something happens, you know, we can rely on bitul. I guess why don't we apply Chos of Vinei, or it's a separate discussion. So either way, so the Magen Avraham writes that not only does it apply to matzah, but all the mitzvahs hayom. So therefore, since Kiddush is part of the Dalet Kosos, so that's why really you can make Kiddush early. It's no different. The issue is the Dalet Kosos. And the Taz says no. The Taz says no, Kiddush is the issue. Kiddush b'makam suda means Kiddush, it has to be roy with zman ha-suda, it has to be fit for the time to have the suda, and therefore you're lacking Kiddush b'makam suda. So nafkamina number one is, if you made Kiddush early, so according to the Magen Avraham, you just have to have another cup waiter. According to the Taz, you need a new Kiddush, and it's the Taz v'shitasin, it's the famous Macholas Taz Marshal. Let's say when you make early Shabbos, after Plaga Mincha, do you have to eat another kezayis once it gets dark, or I can finish my whole meal like the Trumas Adeshin in his town? They used to walk around the river and it was broad daylight. You know, they discussed even making Shabbos before Plaga Mincha. That's a separate discussion, but and whether the Trumas Adeshin cases are real or just made up. But either way, so according to the Taz says, no, you don't have to. You don't have to have you can finish a meal before nightfall, and the Marshal says no. So it gets into the nature, what's it in the Tosefes Shabbos? It takes on the Kedushas Hayom, but the day is still the day, or no, it's like Kamarcha Mamesh, or it's the Taz Vashitason. The Taz has to say that you don't have to eat another Kezayis of Challah, because if you did, you wouldn't be Yotze Kiddush. Because these two Taz work, Kiddush Makam Suda means it has to be Roy with Suda. If you couldn't eat the Suda on a regular Shabbos, like tomorrow night early, then you wouldn't be able to Yotze Kiddush. It's a Taz with Shitason that the Kiddush Leil Pesach is a no-go. So that's a Chumrah. So according to the Magen Avraham, you just have to make another cup, you don't have to make Kiddush. But on the other hand, the Chumrah of the Magen Avraham is, the Magen Avraham says it applies to Dalet Kosos, and Tosis, I think, says it applies to Hallel. So that's Rav Shechter's Shita. He's Machmir. See, when you want him to have finished the Seder early, you want to say how frum you are. That his Shita is, not only do you have to finish the Afikoman by Chatos, you got to finish all Dalet Kosis, Hallel. You can sing the Echad Miyodeya, the Chagadjo later. But the Halakhic part of the Seder has to be finished by that time. So according to the Taz, nothing to do with it. It's a din in Kiddush, so you have the rest of the night. You don't have to rush to finish the whole Seder. You know, but luckily we finished the Afikoman by Chatzos, you know, so you could go along. You know, it's a Tanayah of the Avnei Nezer. If you're going to miss it, have what to do. But so one Nafkamina is, Kiddush Leil Shabbos all year round, you can make early. Kiddush Leil Pesach, you can't. Another difference between Kiddush Leil Shabbos and Kiddush Leil Pesach is who has to drink. So we know all year round that the Gemara says in Erevin, HaMavarech Sarach Sheyitom, the one who makes the Kiddush has to drink. And then so we have three Madregas. That's the first level. The one who makes Kiddush should drink the requisite amount. If it's too much for him, he should give it to one other person who drinks the requisite amount. That's door number two. And door number three is Shtiyas Kula Mistarfin. That if everyone has, you give everyone like a shot glass and they all drink, so you drink everyone. But so Meikar Adin, really, the halacha is that only the one who makes Kiddush has to drink. No one, everyone else listening doesn't have to drink to be Yotei Kiddush. So what about Leil Pesach? Is Leil Pesach any different? So Tosis in the beginning of Arvei Pesachim says, "My Shna Kiddush Leil Pesach, Mi Kiddush Kol Hashana." Just like all year round, I could just listen to your Kiddush and watch you drink. So too, Leil Pesach is no different. Even though at the end of Tosis it seems to be Choser, but that's what he says in the beginning of Tosis anyway. What? And the Rambam disagrees and says no, that everyone has to drink. So what's the machlokas, the Bali Tosis versus the Rambam, whether just the Baal of us has to drink Leil Pesach or everyone has to drink? So the Brisker Rav explains what is the nature of the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos. So Tosis holds it's a din of a bracha lakos all year round. Therefore, the Tosis or you can apply Shomei Kohanah. It's a din in the bracha. It's a bracha lakos, and parenthetically, once I make the bracha, I have to drink the wine. But the major is it's a bracha lakos, and the Rambam holds no. It's a chovat shtia that one has. So therefore, that's why he says, you know, we make four brachas. We meaning Bnei Ashkenaz. Svarim only make two. Among Svarim, the different minhagim, or all Svarim only make two?
Sometimes
they make four. So which one, from where, or what's this? Is there a standard, or is there a norm, or it's half and half? It's a 50-50? What those?
Depends on your
family. Right, okay, so. But the sheet of the machaber, this.
Which two do they do?
No, the first and the third.
Third.
Yeah, because why that makes sense. We didn't have sick, the shayla is, why do we make? Medini Hefzik, it makes sense why, why we don't. But either way, it's a machlokas Ashkenaz Svard. So we actually combine Tosis and the Rambam, because our meaning is not only do we make a bracha al four, like Tosis Shita, the mitzvah is to make a bracha four times during the Seder, Bo'er Pri Agafen. So we do that. In addition, we're machmer like the Rambam. Not only do we make a bracha, but we take on the chovat shtiyah. So that's what we do. But strictly speaking, Sfarim only need two brachas because they say there's no hefsik, and therefore you just go on. In addition, the Brisker Rav points out, this machlokas is l'shitason, with how much does one have to drink? So Tosus Shita is you only have to drink rov revias. It's like every Friday night. The halacha is, let's say, you have a 4-ounce cup. It doesn't really make a difference how big your cup is. The point is, if you assume 4 ounces is a revias, you just have to drink a little bit over 2 ounces.
Right?
Right? And even though there is a Shita's Haramban that says rov kos, but we don't paskin that way. So we paskin Friday night, it doesn't make a difference what size your kos is. All you have to drink is a row of revias. So Tosa says, Hu ha-din leil Pesach. It's a din of a bracha or a kos. And so too, all you need is row of revias. And the Rambam disagrees and says you have to drink the dalet kosos. You got to drink the whole cup. But we have a principle, ruva kukula. We have a principle, the majority is like everything. So if you drink 51%, it's like drinking the whole thing. So what's this machlokas Tosis and the Rambam? Tosis holds you only need a rov revias, and the Rambam holds you need the kos. So it's l'shitasan, because the Rambam holds the mitzvah is a chovat shtia. It's a shtia's kos. You'll have to drink a kos. But Tosis holds no. It's a chovat bracha. If it's a chovat habracha, it's so those two go together. Who has to make Who has to make the kiddush or the bracha? So according to Tosfos, this one person, and everyone could be yotzei mishomei hakohanah, because it's a bracha alakos, and that's why everyone only has to drink a rov revias. But according to the Rambam, he has to drink a rov revias, but according to the Rambam, you have to drink a kos, you know, rov kos. So, and a fourth distinction is the mitzvah of haseba, that not only is Chazal concerned with how much you have to drink, but they're concerned with the manner you drink it. So Chazal say you have to be masiv when you drink the. It's a whole machlokas Rambam in the Rush regarding hatei matzah, because the Gemara says matzah sarach haseba, mara ain sarach haseba. So the Gemara has a case where a waiter over there, that he has to have a kazari samatha. So either way, so the Gemara, everyone agrees matzah tzarech haseh, but Mara doesn't. It's a discussion regarding the Dawit Kosos. So Kosos over there brings down, So it's a machlokes, I think. So the Rush says, let's say matzah, you know, the Rush Hashita is, everyone agrees you need haseh, but the question is why. So the Rush Hashita is that the mitzvah haseba is a chelik of the mitzvah matzah. In other words, is haseba an independent mitzvah, or is it independent? Is it part and parcel of the mitzvah matzah? In other words, the Rush holds, if I don't require when I eat the matzah, I'm lacking in the mitzvah of matzah. In other words, the question is, what mitzvah? The Gemara says, a way that we eat without haseba, go yatzah. Go yatzah what? So the Rush learns, go yatzah, yidei mitzvah's matzah. You're not yotzah the mitzvah of matzah, because part of, not only do you have to eat the kezayis, but you have to eat it the haseba. And the Rambam seems to learn the mitzvah haseba much more general. He says you should have haseba the whole meal, but it's not limited to the matzah. So I think to the way the Briska Rav learns, you know, that'd be a machlokas Rambam and the Rush on whether you have to go back and eat another one, even though others learn the Rambam differently. Everyone agrees you have to go back. That's the way the Briska Rav learns that whether you have to go back or not. The machlokas Rambam and the Rush. Others say, so everyone agrees you have to go back. The question is, why do you have to go back? In other words, what are you lacking in? Are you lacking in haseba, or are you lacking in matzah? Might not have kamina. If I have to go back, I have to go back. So the case would be, let's say you ate your kezayis of matzah b'li haseba. Okay, I have to go back. I'm about to eat my second kezayis, and my Rebbe walks in. And the Gemara says that you don't recline in front of your Rebbe. So according to him, you know, so you go, so you eat your matzah, you don't have to recline. But if you're lacking in the mitzvah haseba, then it won't help you in terms of that. But that's the machlokas there. So therefore, we have four fundamental differences between Kiddush Leil Pesach, Kiddush all year round. Kiddush Leil Shabbos we can make early. Leil Pesach we can, either because of it's part of the Dalet Kosis or Kiddush B'Makom Suda. All year round we drink a Rov Revias, but on Pesach night we drink Rov the whole cup, or at least Rov Kos. And all year round, one person is enough to Hamavarach Sarach Sheyitom, but on Leil Pesach everyone has to drink, and we drink, and we're machmir, you know, we make the bracha, everyone, we make the boyer priya gafen on your recline. And the fourth difference is haseba, is all year round you don't need haseba, but the night of Pesach you require. Those are four differences between Kiddush Leil Pesach as opposed to Kiddush Leil Shabbos. There's another difference, perhaps, this is a machlokas if it's a difference, but what about the issue of using grape juice, Leil Pesach? Could you use grape juice for the Dawood Kosas?
It says the
Hmm?
It says the Pharisee.
Exactly. Well, everyone agrees, Bidiyavid, of course you can, because even Chama Medina. What about L'chadchila? Could you use grape juice?
Women.
So, the question is, it's a more fundamental question. Could you use grape juice all year round for Kiddush? Forget about, say, tomorrow night. Could you use, well, what's the issue? What's the potential problem of using grape juice? So one is, Rashi writes in Ketzer Mevarchim, the Gemara talks about if you cook vegetables and fruit, so it depends. Sometimes the bracha remains adama, other times it changes to hakla. It depends if it's going up in value, going down. But Rashi there writes, if you cook like grapes, or you'll make a shahako in the Ebedvaro. So clearly, according to Rashi, you can't use, even though we paskin, if you made a shahako in wine, you yote, not the other way around. But clearly, according to Rashi, grape juice isn't even wine. If it's a shahako, but we don't paskin like Rashi. Rov Yishonim say we make Bor Piyagafin. Another issue with grape juice is the Gemara in Baba Basra that says you need wine which is fit al gavi hamizbeach. It's fit to be brought on. So and that's why the Rambam sheet is, that's why Svardim, I guess, different minhagim, that you need, forget about grape juice, you can't even use yayim, you can't even use bartanur and biscotti. You gotta use, I won't say the good stuff, but I'll say the expensive stuff. Yayin she'eino mavushel, by Svardim Akbir.
Is this Pesach or
no, this is all year round, Kiddush. You use, I'm saying that's the Rambam sheet. So Svarim, you are a makbid for it? Well, okay, well, you would know, you know. Yeah, no, you get into. No, you get into what is mavushel, maybe pasteurized, but either way, so.
Yeah, that's
the Rambam sheet. Yeah, also how much water, how high it goes. So the Rambam sheet is anyway, you can't forget about grape juice. You can't even use yayin mevushel. So, however, we don't learn like the Rambam. We Tosis learns, no, that's not what the Gemara means. The Gemara is not comparing, you need the same type of wine, agave mizbeach, but what the Gemara is comparing is that you can't use spoil wine, that's what it means. The wine has to be good. So therefore, so grape juice isn't a problem because it's not spoiled. And then the third problem is, some say you need an alcoholic beverage. I didn't get to the Dawood Kosher, for Kiddush. So others say, like, what do you mean? The Gemara says explicitly, if you're stuck somewhere and you only have grapes, squeeze out the grapes and you can use that for Kiddush. So what do you mean? How could you say it has to have alcoholic content? So they want a machalic. No, because by the grape juice, once it's grape juice now, it can't become alcoholic anymore. What's done is done. In that case, you're just drinking it early. But if you leave it ferment, so either those are the three issues. But the bottom line, our minig is, we're mako, and we use grape juice all year. In fact, that was the big divide at one point between the conservative and the orthodox. That at one point, and before, Rav Moshe Feinstein is the one who came around and made it an accepted norm in orthodox circles to use grape juice. It was a major issue. Because first it was a problem because you could only drink wine for religious purposes back then. So it was actually Louis Ginsburg, who was like the head of the JTS. He's the one who came out and said, what are you talking about? We don't need to have wine. We can use grape juice. I don't know if he was being most of them or whatever the case was, because they were saying we need wine for Kiddush, and he was saying no. So either way, people didn't want to accept him because basically that was the accepted norm. No one. Orthodox people did not use grape juice. It wasn't until Rav Moshe Feinstein came along and he made it the more normative. He said, yeah, it's okay. In fact, it's a famous story, I think, where Dr. Hespedin for Rav Moshe, I think he Well, I think the funeral was Tainus Esther. I remember that night they were discussing in yeshivas, should we have a big, either way, so he died probably the day before. The
Kfura,
yeah, the Kfura was on, oh yeah, he was sent to Eretz Yisrael after, I think it was a Machlokes, Rav Moshe, Rav Yashav, whether, yeah, that Rav Moshe's Gavaya. I forgot there was a Machlokes, no, after, about when, if you could bury him at night or not. Because really, strictly speaking, you could bury at night. It's just a safety issue. In terms of, so I think, I'm not 100, but I think... So I think the issue was, so I think the Rav Moshe said about, I think Rav Moshe was against because he thought it was a sakana in general, because it was a sakana. And so either way, I think Rav Moshe got delayed as well because his plane got delayed and he came in the morning. I forgot how the line goes, but either way, there was something going on. But either way, so... Yeah, so I'm just saying is so... Yeah, so the,
did
so
that
did what they waited for what?
The
yeah, so I'm saying it's yeah. So that's I think that's Rav Moshe. I think Rav Yashav held you can do it at night, but I'm not sure. I just remember that some issue there with Rav Moshe and Rav Yashav. But either way, so over here, so Rav Moshe was at the Hespeda. They want to show how well not only did. Not only was he so popular among the Jews, Rav Moshe, but even the Gentiles followed him. So one person said, I don't know if it was at the Hespit or not, this is just true, there's this doctor in Philadelphia, had to do with Siamese twins. I guess Rav Moshe just passed in the Shiloh on Siamese twins. So the doctor said, you're not even Jew. He said, this great rabbi in New York, he said, I'm just going to follow whatever he says. You know, it was like a cat, you know, a non-Jew. And then Rav Moshe Tendler said at the Hespid, he said that when there was a whole big issue, you know, when they have communion in the Catholic Church, you have to have wine and crackers. There was a whole big issue about could they use grape juice instead of crackers. So I don't know if it was the Pope or someone said, I heard, oh, this great rabbi in the Lower East Side, he says they could use grape juice for Kiddush, so we could use grape juice for crackers, for communion. Wow. So in fact, that was funny, because when I was in Shalom, I was talking to a minister, I asked him, I said, could you use grape juice? He said, yeah. I said, do you know why? So I told him, I said, yeah, because, I told him because this great rabbi in New York said it was okay, so the Pope decided to follow him. That's it. So either way, so grape juice, you could use, so our meaning is we use grape juice every Friday night for Kiddush. What about Leil Pesach? So Rav Moshe Feinstein, again, so this is all L'chatchila. So Rav Moshe says, let's say the case is someone doesn't like wine, but they like grape juice more. So what's the preferable drink? So Rav Moshe says, you have the wine. And Rav Soloveitchik disagrees and says you have the grape juice. Again, someone likes wine and prefers wine, you drink wine, but someone prefers grape juice, should they still have wine? So Rav Moshe says yes. Rav Soloveitchik says no. What's the issue here? What's in the Kudus HaMachlokas? Because Rav Moshe, because everyone agrees the night of Pesach it's Derech Cheres. So Rav Moshe holds it as an objective Cheres. By definition, a king drinks an alcoholic beverage. You don't make a l'chaim on grape juice. I don't know, maybe some people do, I don't know. But you don't make a l'chaim on grape juice, you make it on real alcohol. So therefore, Rav Moshe says, no, that's the halacha. I'll tell you what cheres is. You drink your wine. And Rav Soloveitchik, based on the Rambam, who has a lashon, it should be a shtiyah areva, he says, no, it doesn't make any sense. You're supposed to be free tonight. You're forced to drink something you don't like. That's not the nature of a free person. So the effort, so the Nekudas HaMachlokas, Rav Moshe, and the Rav is what type of cheres is Leil Pesach? Is it an objective? Where we have this Machlokas by somewhere else, Leil Pesach, about Haseba. There's a famous Rav Yah who says that Bizman Hazeh, we don't have to recline. That's why the Ramah is makel by Nashim, if they don't recline. So
yeah,
what?
The Ramah.
The Ramah makel by Nashim. Yeah.
He quotes the Nashim.
Yeah. Exactly. He says they can rely on the Rav. Yeah. So the Shai was, What is Rav Yossi? He says, because it's ridiculous. It only made sense when they're on couches. It's so uncomfortable for me. I hate reclining, meaning it's so uncomfortable. It's so unnatural. I got to turn the chair around, put a pillow. I have to remember I'm reclining. I agree with the Rav Yossi in principle. Too bad I can't follow him. But the Rav Yossi says that you don't have aseba today. Another Rishonim say no. So what's the Nakuda? The Nakuda is same machlok as Rav Moshe and Rav. That is it a subjective, cleris, or is it by definition? This is the way the kings used to sit. So by definition, or no? Bizman hazeh, I'm comfortable this way. So we find this, this Nakuda not only in other areas as well. We all pay off, but that'd be a fifth nafkamina according to Rav Moshe. According to the Rav, it wouldn't, because he says use grape juice. According to Rav Moshe, even if you use grape juice all year round, but for Leal Pesach, he says you should try to have wine.
Yeah.
What about Morty? Are you doing with him lunch now?